it is not permissible to block somebody's driveway or park incorrectly where it's going to be an obstruction. You rather miss the two rakats namaz, and even if you have to miss the whole namaz. Of course, in the parking lot, it's a different thing. If you're parking, there's going to be somebody in front of you and behind you until the namaz time. But like this, for the program, sometimes non-Muslims' driveways are blocked. Like it happened a few weeks ago. Now that person had an emergency. Another person says, "No, must wait until I'm finished with my prayers." It was a nikah occasion. Now this is not the characteristics of a Muslim. And that is the whole purpose of these bayans on seerah. What else is the purpose? But that we implement these teachings of Islam in our lives. And even if it means you have to miss this jamaat, wait until you find a proper parking, but don't block somebody's driveway. It's not permissible. Seek permission from the owner of the house if you have to park in his yard. That is Islam, where we are not causing any inconvenience and hurt and pain and injury to others, and neither do we expect that kind of hurt and pain from anybody else. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us hidayat. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli wa receive us. There is no need for me to explain to you again and again that in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, we will not find any special gathering on the eve of the 12th of Rabiul Awwal or Mi'raj 27th or Shab-e-Barat. These things were discussed in the course of the week or the months or the years. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his teachings were discussed, and the people looked forward to those Mubarak days and Mubarak nights, and they engaged themselves in whatever ibadat had to be engaged in, if it was an auspicious night or an auspicious day. There was no special gathering for it, but because of our weakness of iman, and we tend to forget in the vicious environment that we are living, the virtues and significance of many nights and days. So it is only for that reason that such kind of programs are organized. Otherwise, in reality, a Muslim should know the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he should have the azmat and respect and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his heart at all times. Not only on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal. Now, in fact, even on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, if we say that it was the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and it's an auspicious day, of course, that day which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born, the 12th, or the 8th, according to the different riwayat, then that was the auspicious day. But we, even if we know that a certain day is an auspicious day, then to look at our character, look at our actions, look at our deals, look at our transactions on those Mubarak days. Tomorrow is going to be a Saturday, and it's going to be a very busy day, and it is close to the month end business. Then see how many people will be there for Zuhur Salat. See how many people will be there for Asar Salat. How much of transactions will take place according to Deen, Sharia, Quran and Sunnah. Or on the other hand, how much of transactions which will be interest based will take place even on that day. On the one hand, we talk about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's azmat, and on the other hand, we will disobey him. Besides the Salat, look at all the evil that will be watched on television. The number of videos and DVDs and other things that will be watched. We are talking about the world at large. Don't look at some exceptions yet, some community or the other. Travel out and see what is the condition. So this Mubarak day that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born, it was as if that darkness, the veil of darkness that was covering the world, was then removed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, before his coming, we all know the days of Jahiliyyah, what they were engaging in and indulging in. As I explained this afternoon also, that there was no other time that was more evil than the time before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's arrival. We hear of lots of terror and lots of murders and lots of killings and hijackings and everything else. But still we do not hear that so many people have taken their daughters and dug up trenches and then buried their daughters, because their daughters will have to share in their eating and drinking, or the daughters will have to be given in marriage to somebody. and whatever other reasons they had. The drinking, the gambling, the murders, the killings, the wars used to go on for hundreds of years. Decades and decades they used to fight and fight over absolutely useless things, trivial things, just for name and fame, that's all. So it was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming that changed the whole condition. He brought about a revolution. So therefore tonight, instead of some lengthy bayan, I will read this very beautiful Naat Sharif, where when I say, Jiski har har ada wajibul ihtiram, us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam, then you can very softly join me also in us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam. Hundreds of thousands of durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and hundreds and thousands of salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Because after a long day, then many people tend to go off to sleep. There was one preacher, he was preaching, and everybody, he noticed 3/4 of the audience was fast asleep. So afterwards he said to some members of those, of that audience who were fast asleep, he said that, "I don't know what kind of donkeys I had to address today, that most of them were fast asleep in my speech." So the person responded, he said, "Oh, that's why you were calling them dear brothers, my dear brothers, my dear brothers." He said, "I don't know what kind of donkeys I addressed." He said, "Oh, that's why you were saying all the time, my dear brothers, my dear brothers." One husband and wife had a fight. And while they were passing, because there was a fight with the in-laws, which is so common today. So while they were passing a field, they saw some animals grazing there. So the husband sarcastically said to the wife, pointing to those animals, goats, sheep, cattle, donkeys, he said, "There's your family grazing there." So she responded, "Yes, my in-laws." So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to this world to give us hidayat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent him to take us out of the darkness of ignorance and bring us out into light of knowledge. We must not carry on in darkness. At present, anything and everything that is published somewhere, we accept it as authentic, reliable, as the word of God. Look at the amount of literature that we get now. Internet has become a source of knowledge, no doubt. Nothing wrong if anything is authentic there. But look at the amount of lies that circulates on the internet. So much of lies. But we accept everything as the word of God. So tonight we will read this very beautiful shaar. And then if there is time, then we will discuss. Otherwise we will make dua. Amina ka wo pyara wo durre yateem. سب کی آنکھوں کا تارا وہ ذات کریم ND49126 BMW ND532018 City Golf and 202912 Nissan Elvira. ND734 Volvo. Are they really blocking people's driveways or what? Who somebody just sending all these numbers for nothing? Yeah. But if it is blocking, then go and remove your cars, please. Just repeat those numbers quickly. 49126 532018 City Golf 5202912 Nissan Almira. ND734 Volvo. Shaitan is very shrewd too. He likes to disturb the flow of some mazmoon that was coming into the mind. So we begin at the beginning again. Amina ka wo pyara wo durre yateem sab ki aankho ka tara wo zaate kareem بے قصوں کا سہارا وہ لطف عمیم
بك سوكا سهارا ولطف عميم جان دل ماہ پارا و خلق عظیم جس کی ہر ہر ادا واجب الاحترام اس پہ لاکھوں درود اس پہ لاکھوں سلام جس کی ہر ہر ادا واجب الاحترام اس پہ لاکھوں درود اس پہ لاکھوں سلام. And if you are expecting me to read it like some qawwal, then you are not going to be successful. As I am 65 years old, or almost close to there. And this majlis is not majlis of qawwali. So listen to the words, the meaning, and let us bring it into action. Aamina ka wo pyara wo durre yateem, sab ki aankho ka tara wo zaate kareem. بے کسو کا سہارا. The gist of all this is Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know that when he was born, his father had already passed away. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system. He did not want anybody to say that I was the father and I brought him up, I gave him this, I gave him that. Normally fathers do the upbringing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took his father away. His mother Amina also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not stay very long with him because he was taken away by Halima Sadia, and that whole history the big, even little children know at the madrasa. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as a yatim, where nobody wanted to even take him, all those midwives that had come, nobody was interested in picking up this child because they said, what will we get? But what did they know that this child, what fortune it was going to bring? Then of course Hazrat Halima and the upbringing there and all the other details I don't want to go into now as it will take a lot of time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, since he was a yatim himself, therefore look at the ta'limat and look at the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to orphans. Unfortunately, our understanding of an orphan is somebody who is an orphanage. Who is in an orphanage, we say is an orphan. That's all. So therefore, we must give our monies to the orphanage, any part of the world, and feel satisfied that we have done our duty. Whereas in many, many homes, there are orphans. There are four brothers living in a home. One of the brothers dies in an accident, and his child is 3 years old, 5 years old, 9 years old. Now that's an orphan child, maybe in a nice home, but it's an orphan child. Now it is not right of those parents, in the homes or the fathers of the other children to show extra attention and extra love to their children, whilst that child is a yatim in that house. Either show equal love for all those children, and then of course if those children have got properties and these uncles now come in charge of those properties, or some other family members and relatives become in charge of those properties, so then they must be very, very cautious. They must be conscious of the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching how you are dealing with this orphan's property. How many orphan's properties and trusts were all digested, finished, no sign of it. When that child grows up and says, what did my father leave behind? Then we say, angaz. Who are we going to cheat? Who are we going to bluff? So therefore the rights of the yatim is not only somebody that's in an orphanage. In our own homes there can be orphans. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a system where orphans were considered as children of barakat. People look forward to bringing some orphan in the house. But because of the fitnas of the times, we have young girls in the house and then you bring one another orphan child. No relationship, no family membership. And then look at the problems. So therefore, there is nothing wrong if the person takes care of that child in some other home. But the thing is that those who are orphans in the homes, at least their rights must be considered. And the rights of other orphans also.
Now this is a total news. It is a subject which we can keep on discussing. ND22682, red opal, parked very badly, blocking somebody's driveway. Please, please remove your car. Bekaso ka sahara wa durre wa lutfe ameen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's whole life was support for those who were in need, for those who were destitute, for those who were requiring assistance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was full of love, full of compassion, full of mercy, something that is missing from our lives. I mentioned many times. How many times did we ask those maids that work for us, or those people who work for us, how many children you have, what is your rent, what is your light, what is your water account? Casually ask them. And then you'll be surprised what you discover. How long are we going to go by the book that this maid must get 7 rands an hour, official government rate? If our mothers are given official government rate, 7 rands an hour, will we survive? So we don't say that the person must pay more than he can manage. But don't go by that. That is some government rate they have fixed. Ask those members of parliament, ask those cabinet ministers, ask those people who are just looting and the treasury, and millions are disappearing. Can they survive on that 7 rands an hour? And then our ladies and our mothers also and our sisters also, they are so particular, they'll calculate exactly she worked 4 hours. Nauzu billahi min zalik. And yet that maid is emptying our booths, car booths, and she sees what comes out from there, the amount of biscuits and chocolates and fruit and everything else. If we cannot give much cash, at least give them some fruit, give them some sweets, give them some chocolates. Take for their children also, give them some clothes, give them something else. That our houses are filled with so much of things that we haven't used for years and years. Brothers, you have to excuse me and forgive me, but I say something from my heart. Alhamdulillah, you can find out from those that work for me, that even though they might not be getting a very big wage or something, but they will say, Maulana, please, you mustn't die, you mustn't leave us. What will we do if you have to go? One maid says, every namaz I make dua for you 5 times a day, she accepted Islam. That I've just mentioned it, by the way, because sometimes people get ideas. What I am saying is that this is the way that you will win even the hearts of these people. They will be prepared to give their lives for you. Look at our security system. Now there's so much of things coming in my mind, I don't know which direction to go. If Allah Ta'ala puts something, I will say it. Look at our whole security system. Who do we employ as security? We employ people who are total strangers to us as security. We are forced to do so. For the protection of our business houses, for the protection of our homes, for the protection of our cars, and for the protection of our lives, then we say that we will phone some security company and they will send some people to give you some security. Now, can a person who doesn't have love in his heart give you any kind of security? The person who doesn't have love, you haven't won over his heart with love and with muhabbat. You just paid him some salaries. Now, that person will see that this business or this company or this person that I'm supposed to be providing security for, he's a multimillionaire and I'm getting this salary. So he himself will plan the hijacking and the murder and the killing of those people. How many cases of security being involved in the direct murder of the people that they were supposed to kill? Is there any need of evidence for that? And look at Islam and the system of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and deen and sharia. That the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, because of their friendship, because of their muhabbat, their companionship, their love, their compassion, their mercy, their kindness, which they learned from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, each one will give his life for the other persons. So if we cannot pay that much, at least give them something. And we should not do it with that intention that we want to win them over so that they can be of help to us. We must do it for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and then see what you get in return. So let us not go by that, what the government rate is. How will they then come into the fold of Islam? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as I said, that he was full of compassion, mercy and kindness for everyone. Again, that incident comes and I can't help but repeating. Some years ago, and I won't mention the place and where we were living, But in our neighborhood, just two or three doors away, there was a person known to be very, very hard. Late night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, suddenly we hear some commotion in the yard and say, what is happening? Say, the maid is about to give birth. She's in labor. And she's begging and pleading to this man, please take me to the hospital. But he's not prepared to do so. It's only with the grace and mercy of Allah Ta'ala and tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. I'm only mentioning this to give you targheeb, to give you some kind of encouragement that this insignificant servant of Allah Ta'ala got his wife ready, said, come, let's go. We put her in the car, took her to King Edward Hospital, waited there. Next morning also, whatever was required. Now that lady couldn't stop talking about Muslim and Fundis and all that. Now what was it? It was nothing of mine. Just one small little deed. And she accepts Islam. And she was... There are so many incidents of this kind. Are we going to sit here and brag about it? So this is what Sirat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is all about. We have to become practical in our lives. Not only talk. Of course, we lots of things we have to do very quietly, secretly, and people don't even come to know. But sometimes it becomes necessary for people like us sitting in this position to mention certain things. So, بَيْكَسُوْ كَا سَحَارَ وَدُرْرِيَةِ وَلُطْفِ عَمِيُ Sahara of those people who are really in need, desperate. We're not talking about those people who need money to buy drugs or to pay licenses for the television. One person said, I'm really, really battling and struggling all night. If I don't have so much of money, then this will happen, that will happen. And I got my light bill and this and all in my pocket. When he pulled out by mistake, he pulled out the television account. This is the truth I'm telling you.
Jiski har har ada wajib ul ihtiram اس پہ لاکھو درود اس پہ لاکھو سلام جس کی آمد سے فصل بہار آ گئی رحمت حق بھی پھر مشک بار آ گئی چار سو نور ہی نور برسا گئی غم کی ماری تھی دنیا سکون پا گئی زندگی بر پلایا محبت کا جام اس پہ لاکھوں درود اس پہ لاکھوں سلام زندگی بر پلایا محبت کا جام اس پہ لاکھوں درود اس پہ لاکھوں سلام
Every side now there was nothing but noor with the coming of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was full of noor. چار سو نور ہی نور برسا گئی غم کی ماری تھی دنیا سکون پا گئی It was as if a restless world had now found some kind of سکون In what did they find it? In the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When they accepted Islam, they found سکون Otherwise their lives were full of restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Fights, quarrels, arguments, which is again very common in our times, exactly those same fitnas, or worse than that now. It is now spreading. Those days a few people used to die here and there when there was some kind of fight between two communities. Now it leads to national and international wars. And look at the hundreds of thousands that die, millions that go. Now each thing we can go on explaining, but I want to proceed.
کارواں گم تھا تاریخ اور رات تھی خوفناک ایک جنگل تھا برسات تھی ساری دنیا تھی کیا بحر ظلمات تھی بدحواسی تھی بگڑی ہوئی بات تھی آ گیا ظلمت شب میں ماہ تمام اس پہ لاکھوں درود اس پہ لاکھوں سلام کارواں گم تھا تاریخ اور رات تھی خوفناک ایک جنگل تھا برسات تھی ساری دنیا تھی کیا بحر ظلمات تھی بدحواسی تھی بگڑی ہوئی بات تھی, آ گیا ظلمت شب میں ماہ تمام, اس پہ لاکھوں درود اس پہ لاکھوں سلام, اس پہ لاکھوں درود اس پہ لاکھوں سلام.
The world out there was nothing but a jungle. It was a question of survival of the fittest. Everybody was out to grab, grab and grab, to devour, to digest. Zulm, sitam, injustice had reached a height. Or as Mahir al-Qadri beautifully put it,
Kuch kufr ne fitne phailaye, کچھ ظلم نے شولے برکائے, کچھ کفر نے فتنے پھیلائے, کچھ ظلم نے شولے برکائے. سینوں میں عداوت جاگ اٹھی, انسان سے انسان ٹکرائے, پامال کیا برباد کیا, کمزور کو طاقت والوں نے. جب ظلم و ستم حد سے گزرے, تشریف محمد لے آئے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
کچھ کفر نے فتنے پھیلائے, the fitnas of kufr, of shirk, the yahud, the nasara, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, everybody against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the kinds of kufr and fitnas before he came also. کچھ ظلم نے شولے بھڑکائے, and injustice was at its height. There was no question of justice. There was nobody to teach them justice. It was, as I said, the survival of the fittest. In the jungle it was. جب ظلم و ستم حد سے گزرے, when injustice crossed all limits, تشریف محمد لے آئے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. He came and taught man what is justice. And not only taught, he displayed it. Look at the number of incidents in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How just and how fair he was. On one occasion, a lady by the name of Fatima committed some theft, and she was of a prominent family. When they came and began to plead on her behalf, it's a long story. So then he said, even if my daughter Fatima had to commit a theft, which required the cutting of the hand, then I would have done so. The people of the past were destroyed for the same reason, that when somebody prominent did something, they overlooked it. And when that poor man does something, then they arrest him, give the meaning. Then they will take him to task. Look at the small thefts that people commit. There's so much of talk about it. And the millions that disappear from the government treasury, that person is still Mr. Somebody. He's welcomed, because he's holding a position in society. He's a cabinet minister, the member of parliament. That is our state. He's still given respect, and that poor person, he'll go on and on and on. Yet that poor man could have just committed the theft sometime just because he was really hungry.
Karwagum tha tarikh aur raat thi.
The night was dark. Caravan had lost its way. Khaufnaak ek jungal tha, barsaat thi. Heavy rain, downpour, and darkness all round, no light at all, and a person is in the jungle, what will happen to him? Sari dunya thi kya bahre zulumat thi. The whole world was nothing but zulumat, darkness. Darkness upon darkness. Badhawasi thi bigdi hui baat thi. Every person badhawas, like how a person is gone intoxicated, like that it was. Nobody had any kind of direction in life. A gaya zulmate shab mein mahe tamam, and in that darkness Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes, and that darkness is removed. That was our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, and that darkness of injustice, that darkness of kufr, the darkness of shirk, the darkness of bid'at, the darkness of injustice, the darkness of suppression of the rights of the women, the darkness of separation of the rights of the children, the darkness of tyranny upon the parents and rejection, the darkness of stealing, the darkness of gambling, the darkness of crime, the darkness of evil, as if all that was removed and now there was nothing but brightness and shine. That was our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Zinda dar gor hoti thi uf ladkiya, kufr khandata aur zulm aatish fasha, aag ki ek batti bana tha jahan, zulm wo le raha tha har ek sis kiya, baksha murda dilo ko hayate dawam, us pe laako durood, us pe laako salam. Baksha murda dilo ko hayate dawam, us pe laako durood, us pe laako salam.
Again, without going into any detailed explanation, we know in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how many people before his coming and before his teachings and before Islam came to them, how many of them it was an embarrassment, a shame and a disgrace if they had to announce to somebody that a girl was born in my home. Who gave these women some rights? Who gave them some dignity and some position in society? They're talking about liberal movements and liberation of the women. What kind of liberation they are talking about? They are talking about nothing but liberate them totally, take away all inhibition, make them free. And then after that, for our own lust and passions and desires, we abuse them. And that's what we call liberation. And they too, like foolish people, fall headlong. They say they are liberating us. What liberation the West gave to the women for? Islam said that this daughter of yours, it's great ni'mat, it's great barakat in your house. It's great barakat in your house. Look after her, care for her, you'll get jannat in the akhirat. Even in this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless you with so much different ni'mats. Even caring for that daughter who got married and came back for some reason to the house. Don't think that she's a burden upon you. Think of them as some kind of great ni'mat and blessing. There are many reasons why some girls just cannot get married. They do not get a good proposal. Unfortunately, they do not get a good proposal, and what they must do. And if they are getting proposal, it's coming from some people or somebody that they know is a drug addict or something else. And now their age catches up. So now those parents feel that it's a great burden now that we have to feed her and clothe her and look after. So parents are telling such kind of girls, now go to the marketplace and go and work. And even some of them say, pay rent now and stay in the house. How long are we going to pay for you? Inna lillah. Is this seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we are talking about? Is that what we learn in the seerat bayans and programs and all our education? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the risk and sustenance of people is given. If you were to look at the ahadith, the risk and sustenance of people is given because of some weak person in that house, some handicapped person in that house, some woman who is old and aged in the house, some widows in the house. I'm giving you an explanation. That means any person who cannot fend for himself, those people who are handicapped, now these parents have to take care of them. Sometimes all their life they have to take care of them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then gives the risk and sustenance which was supposed to come for that child which is handicapped, or for that widow now who is in the house, or for those orphan children who are being taken care of. Allah ta'ala is the one who provides and gives it to this person so that he may spend on them. We think that we worked very hard. What if Allah ta'ala handicaps that person? Then what will happen? So why even think like that? Think of it as a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. Don't become miserly in heart. Those people who are miserly can never become waliullahs. A waliullah is never miserly. And the more they spend, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them more. So the business, those people who say, now it's the recession, so therefore we can't afford. We don't say luxuries, we are not talking about here wastage of money, lavish spending, taking them to the shows and the discos and movies. We're not talking about that. We're talking about providing for them reasonably, clothing, food, shelter, giving them some happiness. Allah Ta'ala will then provide that risk to that person. He will give that risk. Risk and sustenance comes from there. Miserliness is a very serious disease. Unfortunately, many people are afflicted. And especially those people who are taking interest upon interest, they are the ones who are afflicted most. They have plentiful but they can't spend because they want interest on everything that they give. I was sitting at an airport some years back and one friend, he says, well, now that person that's coming from there just now, see, he'll come here, he's a multi-millionaire, but he'll ask me for a scaife. After some time, that person came, and exactly the same thing. He called him once and said, how about a scaife? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So therefore, don't think that we are providing, we are providing. Those three miserly brothers got together, three miserly friends. And one said, now it's very, very hot. So what I have done is to save electricity as it is, Eskom bills are going high. So I've taken one blade out from the fan. So I only use two blades. The other person said, that still pulls a lot of electricity. So what I have done is taken two blades out, left one. So the third person said, I haven't taken out anything, I've kept all three. But whenever I feel hot, I sit under the fan and I shake myself. So miserliness is a sickness. They used to bury their daughters. They used to feel so disgraced and humiliated and ashamed. They used to think that like some bala came upon them and they should take and bury them. Now what they learnt was burying those daughters. And today what we have learnt is abortion upon abortion. The person has got two children, that the wife came to know that she's expecting the third one, and look at the fight. I'm not speaking lies, I'm sitting in the masjid here. Fight, argument, sometimes even talaq. You were supposed to have taken the birth control pills and why didn't you take it? Na'uzu billahi min zalik. As if we are the providers, we are the sustainers. We are supposed to be giving them the treatment that is given to a queen. Our daughters were not to be thrown into the mouths of the wolves. The marketplace, who does not know what is happening there? Then when people lose their wives, they lose their sisters, they lose sometimes even their mothers. Believe me what I'm telling you. And it hurts. And then they want solution to problems of the world, Maulana. Solution to problems. Where are we going to find solutions? Every program of ours, we encourage nothing but full intermingling. We cannot have any dawat until there's proper intermingling. Is it written in any kitab, in the Quran Sharif, anywhere, that when there's a family gathering, then for the purpose of unity, they must be eating together and drinking together and having social interaction. And then look at the end result of those social interactions. So we know we are living in a society. Business and marketplaces are different. There's a necessity. But where there is no need, then what is the purpose of it? Why provide such kind of opportunities for fitnas? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, before he came, this was their condition. Look at the marriages in the time of Jahiliyyah. There was no question of proper nikah or anything like that. Generally, look at what used to happen. If we have to discuss all that, it is so shameful. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected us, gave us Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for our guidance and for hidayat. So he said, aag ki ek batti banya tha, jahan zulm wo le raha tha, exist kiya, baksha murda dilo ko hayat e dawam. The hearts which were dead, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought life into those hearts. His teachings brought life into dead hearts. That is the essence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teaching, that life came into dead hearts. When the heart dies, then the hands will do zulm and injustice. Then the eyes will be cast lustfully. Then the tongue will be abusive. The language that will be used, even shaitan will be ashamed of that language of that person. The people's tempers will be flaring all the time. There will be nothing but arguments, quarrels and fisticuffs and everything else that you can think of. There will be gambling and there will be adultery and fornication. There will be no sympathy, no mercy and no consideration of anything because the heart is dead. Alhamdulillah, we have got Iman, we have got Islam, we have got the Quran Sharif, we have got the Hadith Sharif, we have got Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teaching which is authentic. Then we have all the opportunities, there's so much of literature, there's so much of waaz, bayan, dawat, tabligh, and everything is happening. So much of opportunities if we really want to bring life into our dead hearts. But until that life will not come, hayat-e qalbi, nothing will happen.
Jahiliyat mein aurat thi ek janwar, thokare khati phirti thi wo dar badar, manzil se apni thi wo bekhabar, koi uska na tha sham thi besahar. عورتوں کو دیا حریت کا مقام اس پہ لاکھوں درود اس پہ لاکھوں سلام اس پہ لاکھوں درود اس پہ لاکھوں سلام
What I just explained now. The women in that time to darbadar, here, there, this door, that door, and they were used like doormats. There was no rights that they had, no inheritance they had. Nobody told them that you can also share in the property and an estate of your father and your mother. Islam came and gave them rights. So much of rights Islam gave. If the husbands are not fulfilling those rights, if the brothers are not fulfilling the rights, if the uncles are not fulfilling those rights, so don't blame Islam and Sharia, Quran and Sunnah. Blame those people who are not fulfilling those rights. And then on the other hand, there are so many women who are not fulfilling the rights of their husbands and their brothers and their parents. Look at the number of incidents that we face. So who gave them liberation, true liberation? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave to them. Therefore, he says, uspe lakho durud, uspe lakho salam. Now we can go on with this whole night, and I can give you another whole speech on so akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But I will conclude with this last.
گالیاں جس نے دیں اس کو تحفے دیے زخم جس کے لگے زخم اس کے سیے عافیت کی دعا مانگی سب کے لیے کی جفا جس نے بدلے وفا سے دیے گالیاں جس نے دیں اس کو تحفے دیے زخم جس کے لگے زخم اس کے سیے عافیت کی دعا مانگی سب کے لیے کی جفا جس نے بدلے وفا سے دیے جس پہ نازل ہوا ہے خدا کا کلام اس پہ لاکھوں درود اس پہ لاکھوں سلام اس پہ لاکھوں درود اس پہ لاکھوں سلام
نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام never awarded evil with evil. لا يدفع السيئة بالسيئة ولكن يعفو ويغفر. Look at his entire life. In Taif he is stoned, his shoe Mubarak is filled with his blood. Yet he says, don't crush them between the mountains. If they don't accept Islam, somebody in the progeny will accept Islam. In Uhud his teeth shattered. He bleeds profusely. Pins of the helmet penetrate his jaws. Nabi of Allah, the greatest after Allah, the most beloved of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, falls down unconscious. Yet he does not want to see azab. Say, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah, give these people hidayat. They don't know who I am. Those who are beating him, those who are persecuting him, those who are calling him sahir, magician, and they're calling him majnu, mad person, and they're stoning him and doing everything. Yet he says, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, give hidayat to my people. They don't know why. That is seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Those people who were after his blood, when Fatah Makkah took place, Abu Sufyan, look what he had done. Look at Hinda, what she had done. For everybody, forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. He was nothing but forgiveness for people, nothing but love for people. How long are we going to hate, hate and hate? Where are we going to go with these hearts that are filled with hate? We haven't come into this world to spread hate. Yes, dislike the sins, the dislike the evil, dislike the haram, that we must dislike. But don't dislike the person. For the person, if you make dua, Ya Allah, give him hidayat. If we have the courage, make some good nasihat. We don't know when that person can change his life. But spread love. Spread muhabbat. Muhabbat ke badle muhabbat milegi. If we are going to give muhabbat, we'll get muhabbat in return. And if we are only going to dish out hatred, anger, what are we going to get in return? So tonight let us take one lesson. At least those who have got hatred and anger against their mothers, fathers, children, brothers, sisters, family members, friends, nothing but jealousy, hatred and anger filled, then let us make sincere tawbah from them. Ask those people for maaf, for forgiveness. It can happen. We are living in a world where there can be sometimes some disagreement, some dispute, some argument, some misunderstanding. But that shouldn't last long. Resolve the problems. If it is a monetary thing, then keep on resolving it. But don't break off those relationships. And don't run around with spreading nothing but hatred for the person. Some of our publications, nothing but hate. Some of our family things, nothing but hate. لا يدفع السيئة بالسيئة ولكن يعفو ويغفر. Bring the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives and see how we get muhabbat in return. Allah Ta'ala will put love into the hearts of people. I conclude on this. That was the conclusion of the ash'ar and now it's the conclusion of the bayan. And I mentioned this many times. They look at all the great awliya. The Allahwalas, the pious, the righteous. Look at the love that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts into the hearts of people for them. That if one person is sick and is an Allahwala somewhere in the world, then there are so many people that are concerned about his health, about his welfare, about his sickness. And du'as are being made. And in the Haram Sharif and Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif and other parts of the world, somebody is reading Quran Sharif and somebody is making Durood Sharif. And somebody is making other khatams and making dua. And yet that person doesn't even know all those people. So who puts that love into the heart? Allahwalas are not in need of selection and election. They're not in need of election. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has selected them. So they will be put through some tests and trials. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was put through it. But their selection, if it has been taken place by Allah ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala puts muhabbat into the hearts of their parents, their children, their neighbors, their friends. Allah Ta'ala puts that love. Now how can we explain these things? Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi, did he go around for election? Khaja Mohinuddin Ajmeri Rahmatullah Alayhi, 90,000 people accepted Islam in that one journey of his. Did he go around for election? All these great awliya siddiqeen, they went around for election. I'm not talking about the government elections and other elections, whether we should take part or not. That is a different thing. Just now you'll misquote me and say, Maulana said, nobody must stand for election anywhere in the world. Because nowadays there's a lot of misquotes. That's why we say always get quotations in writing. So let us tonight make that niyat that Ya Allah, enough is enough. We have had enough of disobedience of yours. We are tired ourselves of zina, of fornication, of evil porn sites and evil films and haram. Tonight we make up our mind, we're going to destroy all those videos and tapes and everything else that is of sin, which is displeasing to my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Rabiul Awwal 12th is going to be the night or day of my change. Oh Allah, I want to be yours. I want to have the ishq and muhabbat of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my heart. For without his ishq and muhabbat, there is nothing. Let us take the first steps and believe me how Allah Ta'ala will take us. And then afterwards when we will enjoy the sukoon in our hearts, when we'll enjoy that tranquility, and when it will be like a high-powered pressure hose that they have, high pressure, how when they've opened that, when they wash off all the dirt, when we'll find dirt washing off like that, and then the noor of iman and yaqeen and muhabbat and ish coming into our hearts, that which the kings of the world haven't tasted, then we will say, where were we wasting our time over all these faces? Where did we give our life? What did we gain by watching and watching and watching that porn site except masturbation and all other haram? And what has it done? It has destroyed the memory of the people. It has destroyed the life. It has destroyed the health. It has destroyed the person's respect and dignity. And has created sort of fear and restlessness to those hearts. Ask me, I deal with all these cases. And when they come out from that and they see the light, but what happens is that, like Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah said, that like he gave an example of a worm. It's a very filthy example, but sometimes these filthy examples are given because our actions are filthy. He says that the worm which was used to the stench of the stool, it crawled out of that stool because the stool was passed somewhere in an open felt. That worm crawled out and then it saw the sunlight and it felt the clear breeze and fresh air. So that worm said, no, no, you are too much for me. I'm going back to my old place. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. That's exactly our conditions. We come out for a day or two, we go back to it. Come out for a month or two, we go back to it. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah that large the tawfiq of amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا فإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين My beloved Allah, My Rahim Allah, My Kareem, My most forgiving Allah, My most compassionate Allah, My most loving Allah, My most forgiving Allah, My most generous Allah, My most kind Allah, My most compassionate Allah, My most beneficent, most merciful Allah, 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 how beloved you are to me. How loving you are. How forgiving you are. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Far too long we have been listening. Ya Allah, we have changed our minds now. We do not want to go in that direction of sins and evil and vices anymore. It hasn't brought any kind of happiness and joy in our lives. It is just a temporary phase that we experience of happiness. And thereafter it brings nothing but restlessness, restlessness, restlessness. My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan have given us chloroform. And therefore we seem to be experiencing a kind of happiness and joy in sins. Yet it is nothing but disaster in our lives. We are believers in you, my beloved Allah. We are believers in your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are believers in the day of judgment. We are believers in Jannat and Jahannam. My beloved Allah, we are believers in your Kalamullah. Change the direction of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me duba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, how long are we going to walk the path of sins? Change the direction of our lives. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take us on the road that leads to Jannah. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs or shaitan, دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ نفس and شیطان have ganged up against us یا اللہ they want to see a humiliation disgrace they want to drag us down the gutters of shame and humiliation you want to give us a life of respect of dignity of honor یا اللہ distance us from نفس and شیطان Give us the himmat and courage, my beloved Allah, of lions against our nafs. How long are we going to remain the proverbial fox? اے میرے اللہ ہماری حال پر رحم فرما, رحم فرما, رحم فرما. Open the doors of forgiveness for us. Open the floodgates of mercy for us. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of mercy. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. We make tawbah and we break our tawbah. The environment is very, very vicious, my beloved Allah. Give us the himmat and courage that you gave to the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. They traveled to distant lands. They went to Rome, oh my beloved Allah. They went to Europe. They went to other parts of the world. And the conditions there were completely of jahiliyyah. But Ya Allah, in so many countries, they even changed the language of the people. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram became so beloved to the people because of their akhlaq, because of their character. Ya Allah, give us that character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my beloved Allah, our hearts are filled with hatred, with envy, with jealousy, with malice, with greed, with pride and arrogance. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Fill our hearts with love, my beloved Allah. Love for our parents, love for our children, love for our wives and families. Love for our friends, love for our neighbors, love for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and even love for those who are disbelievers, the love in our heart which wishes to see them also come onto hidayat and enter into Jannat. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no shortage of space in Jannat. Bless everyone with hidayat and guidance. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We cannot survive even a single second, my Allah, without your support. We need your support. Without you, we cannot get our sustenance. We cannot even breathe properly without you, my Allah. We cannot live in this world for one second if it is not your will and your desire. My beloved Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not justifying any of our sins. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, we need your support every moment of our life. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us all with good health. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, bless them with complete shifa from all sickness, ailments. We know that sometimes sickness, ailments, diseases can be a rahmat. But even if it is in the form of rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good health. Those who have gone for operations, or those who will be going for operations, those who have met up with accidents, and those who are in hospitals for other reasons, Ya Allah, bless them all with complete shifa. Bless us with spiritual shifa also. Clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us with hearts that you give to the awliya-i-siddiqeen. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the good things of this world and the good things of akhirah. My beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from stealing, from crime, from zina, from fornication. Ya Allah, protect us from going to the gambling dens, from going to the discos and cinemas and theatres and watching porn films. We don't know when the angel of death will strike, my Allah. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. And we don't know when that death is going to come. How many times we have heard of discos, deaths in discos, in cinemas, in theatres, in adultery and in fornication and watching filth on the television screen, and suddenly, angel of death strikes. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا، وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا، بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. My beloved, Allah give us barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, in our life, in our time. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. Ya Allah, protect us from all the fitnas, mischief and corruption that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection. Protect the ummah, protect the entire ummah, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, all over the world, in different parts of the world, there have been disasters. Some places earthquakes, some places other things. Some places bombs have rained upon them. Ya Allah, whether it's Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Palestine, Sudan, Somalia, or any other part of the world, or even, Ya Allah, Haiti and other places where there have been disasters. Remove the difficulties of mankind. Remove the difficulties of mankind. And especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Agarche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. O Allah, we acknowledge that we are full of sins and full of mistakes and full of evil. But where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go, my beloved Allah? My beloved Allah, Allah. Agarche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Ya Allah, hone wale ijtema ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma. Accept all works of deen that are taking place. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.